Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
2 minutes to play at Arrowhead. 31-24, the Texans lead. And it's fourth down and three at the Kansas City 27. And Bill O'Brien's going to go for it. Deshaun puts the leg down. Here's the snap. Watson throwing. And he hits Hopkins for a first down. The game is over. The Texans can kill the clock in Kansas City. What a gutsy call. Fourth down. Watson to Hopkins to drill the knife in the heart of the Chiefs.
Excellent throw.
And that's how it ended sensibly in Kansas City yesterday. Houston upsets the Chiefs. I still think that was the wrong decision to go for it. Fourth and three at the 27. They're up 7 points. Fourth and three at the KC 27 on a perfect day. That's a 45-yard field goal. You got to line up and kick that. And Bill O'Brien goes for it. And I just look at that. I look at Bill O'Brien, and I consider his games against the Patriots and all the times his sphincter tightened that he came to New England and would kick the field goal or run the ball or, you know, just all the weak stuff that he would do against the Patriots and say, would he go for it in New England? Would he have the same balls in New England? I haven't seen those balls in New England when he comes here.
Well, he hasn't, no. But again, maybe this is sort of an answer to that. Maybe he's now saying, you know what, I've been too conservative at the end of these games. And maybe it's an overreaction. I thought he did the right thing. They missed an extra point earlier in the game.
So?
Oh, that kicker stinks. Liked it. I thought it was ballsy. And this is, I find this odd coming from you, who applauded Doug Peterson in the past for going for it and having stones going for it on fourth down against the Pats in the Super Bowl. And
in the course of the game, you've got to be bold and you've got to take chances and you've got to be aggressive. But then clock management and scoreboard management is a whole different thing. There are times you have to run Kyle Shanahan and the Atlanta Falcons, you know, inside of 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, okay? Like, all the cliches, everything goes out the window. I don't like running the ball or running backs, but you know what? With 4 minutes left, preserving a lead, you got to be able to run the ball a little bit. Or I'm not into field goal kickers, but if you're lining up for a 45-yarder to end the game on fourth and three, you got to be able to kick that ball. It's all situational inside of 4 minutes.
I think that's something that could potentially pay off for them in the long run because it shows a lot of trust in Watson, the quarterback. You have probably the best wide receiver, at least to me, in the NFL in Nuke Hopkins. So you get him over the middle. That defense was a sieve all day, Kansas City's. You get him open.
What did you call him?
Nuke Hopkins, that's his nickname.
DeAndre.
You're a grown man. Fair. Let's not use nicknames.
Which one is this? Is this Fair Bear?
They call me Big Jim.
He's Maz.
Did you call? Yeah, but that's different. Did you call Calvin Johnson Megatron?
Occasionally, yeah. Ugh. It's just easier to say than Calvin Johnson.
No, it's not.
It's one word, Megatron.
Calvin Johnson.
How about just Johnson? Seriously, like, why even calling him Calvin Johnson, the big guy in Detroit? Good player. What's his name? Also missed a field goal yesterday. He missed two kicks in the game.
Fairbairn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with it because I'll tell you what, that pass they run to Hopkins over the middle is borderline indefensible. He catches everything.
Well, especially with a team that has no defense.
Well, so there's that.
So maybe there's that. I mean, it worked, so hell. Well, this leads to my DN Van Lines move around the league, okay, where I mentioned a high-profile move, trade, or demotion, but this isn't about a player. It's about a team. What team's moving into that number two spot? Because it ain't going to be Kansas City. It ain't going to be Kansas City. They have losses left on their schedule. They've already got two, and if it's Houston that they're vying with, Houston already has the head-to-head tiebreaker. The next three games for Kansas City, at Denver on a Thursday night, that's a tough spot. Why are you laughing already?
Because the Patriots can go 7-3 and still wrap up the number one.
Like, this is why I've skipped the number one conversation.
No, I know that. I'm just thinking in my head, wow, they could really suck the rest of the way still get it.
The move around the league is what team will be here in January for the AFC title game because it's not going to be Kansas City. It's not going to be Kansas City. Next three games at Denver on a Thursday night, then Green Bay, Minnesota, their home games –
but they're going to get nipped up there. Okay? There's three losses. The way it's going, they ain't going to win here. That's four losses. They're also at Chicago week 16. I mean, I just think there's losses left on their schedule. There's two, three losses left at their left on their schedule. I don't think they're going to get the two seed, which means they're playing wild card weekend, which means they're traveling divisional weekend, which means their defense to me is a fatal flaw. And I'll just reset. You can get away with a fatal flaw if you have a bye. You're not playing anybody. You can get away with a fatal flaw if you're home for the divisional round, rested, playing a wild card team, some tomato can. You can get away with it then. But if you've got a defense like that, you can't go on the road and win and expect to get through. So I think Kansas City, done. Who's that next team? And I said Indy. It's got to be somebody. Someone's got
to
do it.
I mean, ideally, I think it's got to be a team that can play defense.
I still don't trust Houston, Maz.
You shouldn't.
I mean, I don't trust any of them.
Look, really I told you, I wouldn't rule out Indy. Indy, to me, feels good defense, well-coached, quarterback who I think can handle pressure. I don't know if he can beat you with his arm, but I think that he can manage a game and he's not afraid. And so, look, we saw some of that in Brissett when he was here. I'd keep Baltimore in the discussion, too, just because they're Baltimore. And they're tough, and they're they're physical, and they'll beat teams up in the playoffs, especially some of these soft-ass teams.
I'm going with Houston, because yesterday, I mean, I think you could make the argument that's their biggest win in franchise history. I know they've won postseason games in the past, but I never expected them to go in there and win that. And down 17-3, ballsy.
Can I tell you why Baltimore, I didn't even put Baltimore in my top 10, but not even a consideration for me. You know why?
Because the quarterback.
Let me give you one number. 152.
I know. You can't win with a running quarterback.
Lamar Jackson ran for 152 yards yesterday. That's the third most ever by a quarterback. The first two belong to Michael Vick. Exactly. I don't think you can win that way.
Yeah.
He's not going to make it through.
And he's only the second quarterback in history with, 150 rushing yards or 200 passing. And the other one was Kaepernick in that NFC Championship game. Remember that? That playoff game.
Their defense is overrated, too. Baltimore's
defense might be overrated, but I just think if you can't stop a running quarterback, you suck or you're stupid. And that's a lot of teams. But it's like, you know what the Patriots are going to do when they play them.
Yeah, but again, that's not the point.
They're not going to let them run.
The point is, can they beat everybody else in the conference and be the team that comes in here? And my answer to that is yes. Because, again, I just think that half the battle in those games is not being afraid. And you know what? I don't think Indy's going to be afraid, and I don't think Baltimore's going to be afraid.
Okay.
So those two teams I'll give dispensation to for that reason.
Anyway, there's your DN Van Lines moves around the league. Who's moving in the AFC? Brought to you by DN Van Lines. Making a league move requires research and a little guesswork, something you don't need when you call my mover, DN Van Lines. Back to your thoughts. Here's Paul in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, I was just wondering, in the game the other day, Thursday night, how come the Patriots had to either take a timeout or run 10 seconds off? It wasn't like they asked for the review or anything, but they got penalized.
So I have to refresh my memory. If there was an offensive penalty inside of 2 minutes, I think they run off 10 seconds. Was that it?
No, it wasn't a penalty. It was a review. And Belichick went to the official and said, you know, at the end of the review, we want to burn a timeout because we don't want a 10-second runoff.
Well, no, I understand that. So they stopped. So that was that when James White got to the goal line? I think it was that. Okay, so James White gets to the – but, I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, sounds right.
So they stopped the clock for the review. If you don't win the review, if it's determined that he's short of the goal line and it's a running play, the clock is running.
Correct.
So – what they do is they take 10 seconds off the clock because it's going to take you at least that long to run up to the line of scrimmage, get the ball, set the ball, spike it to stop the clock. That's why they do that.
Exactly.
Unless you called a timeout immediately. So that's why they give you that option. Coming out of this, if you call a timeout, we won't run off 10 seconds. But if you don't call the timeout, we have to take 10 seconds off the clock because that's what it would have taken you to run up to the line and spike the ball. So there we go. 4 days later, there's the answer to that question. Again, we're coming off of the Bruins coverage, so we've allowed just a little Bruins action if you want it. Mary in Marshfield. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, guys, I mean, I don't know about you, but how many of you were like, oh, Krejci's out as usual, and I was just praying that maybe Coyle would get more time. What the heck happened? It's like he disappeared in the past few games, and you're not going to be able to go that far with one line again. And if that second period was just throw up in your mouth constantly.
Brutal. But
they're so damn lucky they came out with a win today.
Mary, I think Coyle created that whole first goal. Or he created the power play that got you that first goal. on both ends. I thought that was a really good shift for Charlie Coyle. So Krejci's, he left the game. He came back, so I don't know if it's really bad, but
well, he came back, but he didn't last long.
Right,
he's 4 minutes
banged up. Like, I kind of want to say non-issue because he's been a non-factor this year, and they should have moved on from him anyway. And Coyle should be getting those minutes, Mary. I think Coyle's value add, everything but the score sheet. The points don't really go up with him in the regular season. They did in the playoffs. But I think he does like everything else well. He's great in his own zone. He's a three-zone player. The puck usually seems to be going in the right direction when he's out there. And so I've liked him big time as a Bruin. It's just everything but the points is really what I'd say with Charlie Coyle.
Yeah, I still don't like Krejci being out during the regular season. I mean, again, I know that he didn't do much in the postseason last year. But just to get through the schedule, to me, you need somebody out there to create something. He had a good year last year.
Okay, the biggest issue. Again, I've been extolling the virtues of the league so far this year. I think it's been a good league. Outside of you and your games and your schedule, it's been a good, compelling, competitive league. Wide open with good teams and, for the most part, pretty good games. But there is one major, major problem in the first month and a half. And that's the officiating and how these games are called. It's a big problem. I want to pick that up with your thoughts right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Prescott's got over the middle, incomplete, flag through the hands of Gallup, but he was being pushed through the back. Pass interference on New York.
I'm not sure if Darrell Roberts committed pass interference.
Oh, be quiet. Oh, you Jerseyites, be quiet.
This flag came out immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it was obvious.
Didn't look like there was much contact there at all.
Prescott in the gun. Snap comes back. Throws it out. Caught. Flag in the secondary.
Illegal contact.
Prescott deep down the left side for Zeke. Wheel route. Ball is incomplete. Two flags come out.
Zeke Elliott may have drawn another pass interference on the Jets.
That's 24 on that PI. It's the third straight defensive penalty. The Jets are helping out here.
Back to throw. Is Prescott throws it over the middle. Flag down in the offense. Offensive backfield. Let's check this penalty.
Holding.
So now one of the flags goes the Jets' way.
Snap back to Prescott. Fakes a screen right. Comes screen left. Down to the 20, Elliott. Flag comes in as he is tackled at the 16.
The officiating crew has now taken the game over. It seems like there's a flag on every play.
Prescott in the gun. He throws it deep down the middle, and that's a pass interference.
Wow.
On Witten against Jamal Adams. And he just got there early, came through Witten's back.
And they're going to say this is a penalty on Jamal Adams. It'll be a first down for the Cowboys. Very iffy.
I mean, he did.
This is the issue with the league. And I hear all people complaining about the refs or Al Riveron. You people don't get it. It's the owners and the competition committee that have told these refs to crack down on this stuff. What do you think just out of nowhere? They've set a record for flags in the first 6 weeks by 16%. Higher than the previous high. So it's the most penalties ever thrown through 6 weeks by 16%. There have been massive increases from just, 10 years ago, 2008. 33% increase since 2008 in the first 6 weeks. Do you think that's just these refs on their own? No! It's the competition committee, and by extension, the owners, saying, put an emphasis on this, focus on that, clean up this, clean up that. You know, bitch about the refs? you bitch about Al Riveron, it's an impossible sport to officiate when you're asking them to call it that tightly. Everything's going to get, they're going to get everything wrong, and they are. We would complain about, like, it's not Al Riveron's fault.
Yeah, but the reaction from Riveron all down, on down should be, you listen to these people and the competition committee and the owners and the coaches and say, yeah, and then you ignore it. Because they clearly have, when it comes to challenging the pass interference, they took that into account and they've completely ignored it.
Yes, because Goodell at the end told them, ignore it. That's not Riveron's call. He's just doing what he's told. All these offensive holdings, all these hands to the face penalties, okay, so, all these defensive holdings, that's the competition committee going to Riveron and the director of officials saying, call this tightly. And so the guys were like, okay, we'll call it tightly. And when they tell them not to call it tightly, they'll stop calling it tightly. The refs have almost nothing to do with it. And I'm not telling you that they're good or that Al Riveron's good, but they're just doing it as they're being told.
Yeah, but the only thing I don't understand is why would they want it that way?
So that's a whole nother question.
That part I don't get. So they were in the Dallas game, there were 17 penalties called for 173 yards. That, like the Dallas Jets game. In the Kansas City Houston game, there were 21 penalties
accepted.
Accepted.
So we're not even counting those that have been declined.
Correct.
So there's upwards of 25 penalties in some of these games, and it feels it. What you just heard Jimmy put together there was, this was the key part of that ball game, the Dallas Jets game.
This was unreal.
It is. Dallas is down 8 points, one possession. They get the ball with just under 2 minutes left inside the two-minute warning. This is it. It's go time. The first six plays out of the two-minute warning, Dallas down a touchdown to tie the ball game. First six plays, flags and penalties. The first six, defensive pass interference, illegal contact, defensive pass interference, Dallas offensive holding, Gallup illegal block above the waist, weak call that was, Jamal Adams defensive pass interference, completely weak call. And some of these are weak. So this is an issue. You'll be watching a game, and it'll be a tightly contested game, last possession, fourth quarter, and any play that happens on either side, you're waiting to see the flag.
Right, hold your breath.
It's not just the play. It's the play happens, and then it's, okay, now what? Are they going to bring this one back too? And it is brutal.
I mean, it's the worst of the worst in sports, because what's your one request when the game's on the line? Stay out of the way. Unless it's unless it's clear and obvious, I don't want the officials jumping into those games at the end.
I'm not telling you the refereeing is good, but you're asking for it when you tell these guys to start focusing on this and emphasizing that and cracking down on whatever. Now they're looking for stuff, and the league wants calls on this stuff. Perfect example. They've tried to eliminate these crackback blocks. And these blocks where you're sawing guys off who aren't really looking, and defenseless players, and these big blow-up sort of blocks. And they've tried to eliminate these blocks where you're facing your own end zone, where you're sort of peeling back on a play. And if you're facing your own end zone and you're blasting someone going for a tackle who's not looking for it. So now these refs are calling these penalties. There was a penalty on Jarvis Landry yesterday in the Cleveland game that was just absolutely absurd. If you didn't see it, Google it right now, Maz. Take a look at it. If you just Google Jarvis Landry penalty on block, you won't believe that they called this. A horrible, ridiculous call. But the only reason the ref threw the flag is because the competition committee, and by extension, the owners in the offseason, went to Al Riveron and went to the director officials and went to the officials and said, we are trying to cut back on these crackback blocks and these blindside blocks. And so now the refs feel compelled to look for this and throw the flag. And so they're invariably going to get it wrong. And they did on that Jarvis Landry play. Boy, did they get it wrong on that Jarvis Landry play. Ridiculous. But unless there was that emphasis put on it, they never would have thrown that flag. They never would have been looking for it. So the lead, it's like, oh, Al Riveron sucks. No one can do the job well. No, it's impossible. These guys are going a million miles an hour. There's contact on every play. You can't get it right. It's just impossible. It's like refereeing the NBA. They're not going to get it right. when you're asking them to do what they have to do.
Well, then they got to call the dogs off then, because they got to fix this, because it's becoming unwatchable.
The thing is, I haven't seen anything on TV ratings across the league. I feel like it's been this way out of the gate.
Absolutely out of the gate.
I mean, from week one, I felt like, boy, they're throwing a lot of flags. And I thought it might subside. We're now almost halfway through the season, and you're still getting them coming out by the bushel.
So there was another egregious one in Kansas City. The Mahomes interception that he threw in the end zone. It was a horrible ball, but he threw it because Travis Kelce got tackled coming out of his break, and they threw a flag. And so Mahomes thought, well, free play, or I'll throw it to where he was going to be. And they picked up the flag because pass interference can only be on the player that's the pass is intended to. And they interpreted the ball that Mahomes threw to be intended to someone else. So they picked up the flag on the Travis Kelce play. But they did so after the refs got together, and one of the refs had an earpiece and was clearly listening to someone. So whether that was Riveron or someone at the league, they should have gotten together and said, okay, it's not PI, but it is illegal contact or holding. Those you can call away from the ball. But they didn't. They just picked up the flag. And so they got that way wrong, even with help in their ear. But I'm telling you, because they have the competition committee up their keister to call this, call that, look for this, look for that. We're eliminating this and we're eliminating that. We're trying to crack down on this, that, and the other. It's impossible.
Yeah, but so my question again, Mike, and listen, I'm not just...
So why did they do it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So because there's some disconnect there. Because the owners, nobody wants this product. I can't imagine the owners want this product. So what's the disconnect? Like, why is it that all of a sudden they're throwing yellow? You know, there's yellow on the field almost every other play.
The owners aren't stepping up to the coaches on that competition committee. Because this is all the owners. I mean, this is the coaches saying, well, we look across the league and there's a lot of guys getting away with offensive holding, so let's crack down. And we look across the league and there's a lot of guys getting away with hands to the face, so we got to crack down on this. And so these coaches come up with this from the competition committee, and they put in front of the owners and say, we've determined with all of our film study and all of us seeing the league that we need this, that, this, that, this, that. And the owners go, okay, because they want to get out because Spalding's private jet is warming and they don't want to sit around and actually debate these things. They say, okay, whatever. And then they put it through, and that's why you're getting what you're getting. And eventually here, they're going to call off the dogs and they're going to say, all right, lighten up. Let's keep our flags in our pants, if we will. But they haven't gotten there yet. And some of these games have just gotten ridiculous.
I mean, again, 21 penalties in the Kansas City-Houston game. 21. Now, and I'm not even saying it was unfair. You had 10 on one side, 11 on the other.
Oh, and they always seem to even them out. But it's...
I mean, the Jets-Dallas game was 9-8. Right.
But that thing at the end of that, yeah, I mean, it's you can't even watch it. It's laughable.
I mean, it really is, though. It's ruining. It's ruining the experience.
There was a late completion in that Seattle Cleveland game where Metcalf, like, lost control of the ball on the sidelines, and I think stepped out of bounds. And of course, the Browns had no challenges left because Freddie Kitchens decided to challenge a play on the goal line that wasn't going to be reversed. So what it is is this game.
They had no challenges and no timeouts.
Right, of course, because why would Freddie Kitchens get to 2 minutes left in a game and have timeouts or challenges left? He's going to obviously shoot all those bullets before he gets there because he's Freddie Kitchens.
Because he's a boob.
So there's this confluence of stupid coaches, stupid officials, and these mandates from the league to circumcise the mosquito, and it's a recipe for disaster. The refs are not good enough. Okay, so nowhere did I tell you that the refs are good or that Al Riveron's good. So they aren't good enough. They aren't skilled enough to take these mandates from the league and officiate them properly. And I don't know if anyone is, because these guys are going a million miles an hour and there's a ton of contact, right? Like all the complaining about NBA officiating, like how do you expect them to do it? There's giant 7-foot people throwing themselves at each other on every play down the floor. How do you properly do that? You can't. And I'd say the same thing about the NFL, especially with this group of refs, which are clearly incompetent, and Al Riveron, all these problems. But it starts with the league telling these group of incompetents to figure it out, and they can't.
I mean, just give the game back to the players. Give it back to, this is what Brady was talking about in part when he sent that tweet out a few weeks ago. I mean, it's a joke from the beginning, from the very first game of the year, too many penalties.
It's over-officiated. It's over-regulated. The whole sport is just, it's gotten out of control. That's my beef with the league. It's not sucky quarterbacks or sucky teams. I think we're fine there. I think there's enough competitive teams and enough competitive quarterbacks and enough good games. I was worried about that. And I think the league has sort of straightened itself out. Like, I'm happy with that. It's the way these games have been called. It is painful. So there's that. We'll wrap it up with your thoughts. Maz has a thought on this week's opponent as well. We'll do it all after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Darnold, play action, drops the throw, steps up, puts a bomb up the right seam, looking for Anderson. He's got it at the 50, at the 40. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go the distance. 10, 5, touchdown. Sam Darnold dials it up to Robbie Anderson. Jets have widened their lead.
How about a word about this week's opponent and Maz's Rodenheiser take?
Yep, hot sports takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. Heating specials now available. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more. So look, the Jets beat the Cowboys yesterday 24-22. Honestly, I thought you could see it coming. I thought the Jets were going to cover that spread. Sam Darnold back in the lineup. They looked even better than I thought. You're going to get a game next Monday. You're getting a game in New York. I just asked you to look up because I didn't know what it was. The spread in the game's 12?
12. According to the Herald, you probably can't bet it with the Herald. But
I saw something a little more updated, 9.5. So
okay, either way, too high. I'd take the Jets and the points. And you know what? It's amazing what a difference a quarterback can make if you watch any of that game. I mean, not that we didn't know that, but the gap between Darnold and everybody else the Jets have had on that roster is huge. And I can tell you, I've never been a huge Darnold guy. He started to convince me yesterday. I thought he looked pretty good. And so they have a decent defense. They have, dare I say, a functional quarterback. I don't know if he's a star or what. You're getting a game next Monday night, and I'll give you another prediction on top of it.
Love it.
So I know we hate predictions, but they're doing it anyway.
No, Jimmy demands them.
Okay. The Jets are what, 1-4?
Yes.
They're going to be in contention for a wild card spot by the end of the year.
Whoa.
Okay, now again, it's the AFC, so 8-8, 7-9 might get you in. Okay, I'm just telling you, in contention. And I bet you they will finish with at least 7 wins.
They have the wrong coach there, buddy.
Mark my words.
Mark my words.
I don't like the coach either.
They don't have the coach.
But you know what? They have a soft schedule, and they're a different team when that kid's a quarterback. If he gets hurt, all bets are off. Okay, if something else happens to him, I don't know, the measles, the mumps, whatever.
Syphilis, yeah.
I mean, well, whatever, again, you know.
A little gonorrhea.
You got mono the first time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know, again, chicken pox, what's next? I have no idea. But if he stays on the field, they're decent. They're decent when he plays.
Hey, Lifshatz, what's the line on the Patriots on Monday?
10.
Who do you like?
Jets.
I'm asking Lifshatz.
Oh, sorry.
Jets.
There you go. I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't trust a coach. Even yesterday, trying to preserve that lead, there was a series where, again, see, it's all situational, Murray. I'm not a run, you know, I believe in throwing, but there was a series there where they're preserving the lead and running clock, and they didn't run it once. I think they went 3 and out with 3 passes. It stopped the clock on all 3. It's like, what are you doing?
I'm not telling you I love the coach. I don't. I don't love the coach. But I'm telling you that there's more talent on that team than people think.
Oh, no. That I would agree with.
At the very least, I feel like we'll get a more competitive product than I thought. Like, Darnold, I think Darnold's good. The best of the bunch of last year.
The Patriots didn't cover against him up here, for crying out loud.
Fair point by you.
So, you know, I'm telling you, I think that's a game next Monday night.
Okay.
They're a different team with that kid in the lineup.
Let's grab your calls before we hit the final word. Tim and Quincy, what do you got, Tim?
Yeah, guys, one of my issues has been for the officials is their age, and I know nobody wants to talk about it, but a prototypical official should be somebody from...
Tim, it's not the officials. There's plenty of young guys. There's plenty of in-shape guys. It's not the age. And you have to turn off the Pac-Man thing.
Would you play a video game?
Shut his door. It's his doors open.
It's not the age of the officials. And I wish they were better, but I think that even if they were the best that they could be, they wouldn't get it right because it's impossible to get right. It's just impossible. The guys are moving too fast, and they're asking them to call it too tightly. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I just think that if you were to say to me what the problem is with the officiating in the early part of the year, too many ticky-tack calls.
It could because they were told to.
I know. I'm not telling you that they were or they weren't. I'm just telling you that they got to get rid of the ticky-tack calls, whoever it is. And I generally agree that it's got to be coming from higher up. The officials are just delivering the mail.
Yeah,
that's all they're doing.
It's not like out of nowhere. They just started to decide to, you know, call crackback blocks and emphasize offensive holding. Like, that's not their call. They were told to do that.
Yeah, and the other one is the offensive PI, I think, is getting out of control, too.
And?
A lot of ticky-tack offensive PIs.
Hands to the face.
Oh, that's
hands
ridiculous.
To the face. So, like, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, I think that's up, like, 60, 70%.
That was evident in the preseason. They were calling it a lot then.
So it's like, that just came out of nowhere? No, they were told to by the league.
Yeah, but it's easiest to hate the refs, so that's what I'm going to keep doing.
But I think it's misplaced anger.
Oh, and it's self-destructive because, again, it kills the product. That's the part that makes no sense, is why would the league want to kill its own product?
Spencer in Georgia on Maz's take. Go ahead, Spencer.
Hey, I'm surprised we didn't get the breaking news sounder. Fat Amosi just got cut by the Dolphins. I figured Ben Watson would be cut again to get another special teamer in this team. But, basically, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. The Jets fans are going to show up. They got a quarterback, or at least they think they do. They got nothing to play for. It's really, I mean, if they lose this game, I mean, they're not going to make it a playoff. I don't think.
Yeah,
they need every win. It's going to be a game.
Okay, so they're going to.
I didn't say they were going to make the playoffs. I said they'll be in contention for a wild card spot.
Starting 1-5?
1-4.
Well, they're not going to win this week, dude.
Okay, so they'll be 1-5.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And then, see, I've already jumped ahead.
I know. And then look at their schedule. I'm telling you, they're going to finish with 7 wins. They're going to finish with 7 wins.
They'll still be like 3 games behind Buffalo. Like, wild card are you talking about?
Maybe the second one.
No.
I'm telling you, the conference sucks. Don't rule out the Jets.
I'm ruling them out. Dave and Lynn, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, regarding the over-officiating, I think in the play that you referenced with Patrick Mahomes, I think that was one in a series of 4 consecutive ticky-tack plays. I think Kansas City at that point was like 3rd and 3 miles for a first down. And then on the next play, there was a questionable holding call on Houston, which led to a first down. That's all I got.
Yeah, so Dave, you'll watch these games, and it'll be a crucial part of the game. And they'll be driving down the field, and it will be offensive PI, 2nd and 20. Defensive PI, 13-yard, spot foul, first down. Offensive holding, next play. I mean, it'll be every single play. It's ridiculous. You can't enjoy any single play, for or against, until you wait 5 seconds to see if the flag's on the field.
It is. It's maddening. I'll tell you what, even the holding ones, like Edelman got one in the game on Thursday night against the Giants. The play was by him when the ref threw the flag. Like, and so he held late, if you remember.
Sure I do. Yes,
right?
I do.
He held late.
I do.
Do you have to call that one had no bearing on the play?
I think that's another emphasis. The receivers cracking down on those running plays they said take a look for. So crack back blocks where you're facing your own end zone. I think so. Someone put it in these refs' heads to start calling these things. They didn't come up with it on their own.
Which, again, I'm not disputing that. They need to stop. They need to stop because it's brutal to watch.
And you make raise, why? You know, the points are on the board, which is what the owners want.
Right. If you want fantasy, you want points, you want exciting games, you make rules that benefit the offense. This is killing it.
I think they gave into the my only theory, I'm just, they gave into the coaches on that competition committee. Look for this, look for that, look for this, look for that, look for this. And the next thing you know, they're circumcising a mosquito.
It's brutal.
Impossible to do.
Could be bad coaching, too, because Cleveland leads the league in penalties.
Well, there's that. So the worst, this is true, too. You watch the Dallas Cowboys? Flags all over the place because I don't think there's anyone there telling them you can do this, you can't do that. Cleveland, flags all over the place. because I don't think Freddie Kitchens can tell, you knows what he's doing.
So Cleveland has the most penalties, second most Atlanta, third most Washington. Like, again, badly coached teams.
No question. Where are the Patriots? They feel like, I feel like in Patriots games, we've avoided this mostly. Maybe that's just because they're not competitive.
Ninth fewest.
So I feel like they're down there. Let's grab one more. How about Bob in West Roxbury? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. I want to talk about the officiating, too. Just a different point of view. You're absolutely right. The owners have told them to do it, right? But, you see, it's ruining the whole experience. I mean, I Sunday afternoon used to be a pleasure watching football.
Now it's a little bit of a grind. It does. It gets in the way of some of these games.
Yeah, it's laborious is the word you're looking for.
The last two Dallas games, it happened with the Green Bay Packers, the same thing down the stretch. Every other play, is that a completion or not? Did the defense just get off the field or not? Did they intercept it or not? I'm waiting.
That Brown Seahawks one was underrated, too, in terms of, it was constant game stoppage with that one. The refs weren't ready before the snap. They didn't reset the clock at one point. It was a mess.
That whole cluster down by the goal line was just ridiculous. So this has become a problem. I had a whole thing about Freddie Kitchens and the Browns that we didn't get to today. We'll do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Because
they need to step in.
Well, right.
I'm now with you 100%. There has to be an intervention.
Intervention in Cleveland.
They get 10 penalties a week.
Every week. Every week. Freddie Kitchens. Oh, that thing down by the goal line, too. What a cluster. All right, but that's all for tomorrow. Coming up next is the final word and more on Maz on Jimmy Garoppolo. Can you believe it?
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Heads.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adult is talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word has been brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. Well, the San Francisco 49ers now 5-0. You can pretty much pencil them in at 6-0 because they have the Redskins next week.
Yep. Do they really?
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo 13-2 as a starting quarterback, so that's got Maz all hot.
I'm sorry, Murray. What was it again? Because I keep forgetting that number. What is he as a starter?
13-2 as a starter.
Interesting.
Murray's all pissed off.
I know he is.
I mean, he's all yanked.
That scoreboard is just...
What do I have to be mad about?
It's weighing on you.
The defense is the most important part of the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, you're wrong about the quarterback, Murray.
That thing up there in the corner is a tricky little thing.
He's a sidecar.
Tricky little thing to get around. They call it the scoreboard, Jones. The scoreboard.
I don't care what he is when he's 13-2, Murray.
All right. Well, either way, here is a throwback squeaky Maz on the trade for Jimmy Garoppolo.
The one that irritates me more than anything, and I go back to this idea that he wanted to keep him as a backup. Can we now put that stupid-ass nonsense to rest? He didn't want to keep him as a backup. He wanted to keep him as the next guy. He told you that today. He did not want to trade Garoppolo.
Unless he's lying.
He's not lying.
Dakota thinks he was lying.
He's not lying. Because the words, you can always say the words are manipulated.
Come on, baby.
He wanted to keep him as a backup.
Let's do it.
to rest. We can give you 100 examples of that. 100 freaking examples. This thing was consistent. He did not want to trade Garoppolo. He wanted to trade Garoppolo. He's not lying. He's lying.
Very good there.
There we go. Best of right there on a Columbus Day. Well, happy Columbus Day, Jones.
Yeah, it's Indigenous Peoples Day, Felger. So it's not actually Columbus Day. So show a little respect, if you would.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's, I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know if it is here in Massachusetts.
Is there a counter movement?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there always is.
You got to be kidding me.
No, you didn't know about this? You're better off not knowing, honestly.
You can't just call it Columbus Day?
Whoa.
Very insensitive.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Very insensitive.
Cristoforo Colombo.
Jones, Arcanda, what sort of nonsense you have cooked up for us tonight?
Did you guys enjoy your Jones shift here today? Did you enjoy?
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable.
You enjoy coming in a little late?
I was just saying, this harkens back to the drive on 890 ESPN, the three-hour Mike Felger show. Oh, those are beautiful.
This was like stealing.
Oh, man.
It's not bad.
They just move, man.
Not bad.
Seriously.
Sit there, listen to a little hockey, come right in, bring in the takes.
Boom.
Concentrated.
I thought the baseball reporters was a layup. This is way easier.
I do want to apologize to you guys. I got a take incorrect. I believe on opening day, I made a case that Brad Marchand was the best Bruin. I said Patrice Bergeron, not even the best Bruin anymore. I'd like to apologize for that. He now may be the third best Bruin. I've now bumped him down another spot after David Pastrnak had a four-goal game today.
Love it.
That, of course, trails Brad Marchand as well. We're going to start with the Patriots, the overall landscape in the AFC. And, they play on Thursday. You watch the rest of the league, and you understand how far ahead of the rest of the league they are.
Hi, Christian. How's it going?
Doing great. Who called Pastrnak the best Bruin, by the way? Who was that?
That would be Christian Arkin.
That would be me at the beginning of the year. So far, looking good.
Yep. I'm just waiting for...
Well, you're wrong, too.
Joakim Nord.
We'll see about that. Was I wrong today?
Just waiting for Joakim Nordstrom to pass Bergeron. That's all I'm waiting for.
Okay. Here comes Jones. You got a little snippet right there. It's only going to get worse. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 with the big boy.
Oh, it's a big boy cheeseburger Tuesday.
See you tomorrow.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.